Hey, what it do, what the business is?
It is another week in the books with the On Deck TV show. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown, Animal_Brown, if you're looking for me on socials.
Absolutely, man. And I am Spike Lou on them same social sites. We appreciate you guys being with us. Been busy couple of weeks, AB. It's still going.
Hey, man, listen, we got a whole lineup of shit to talk about. It's really real out here.
That's what we're here for. That's what we signed up for, man. We appreciate you guys joining us. What's new to anything new before we get into it? Or we want to get right into it?
No, we got to jump right into it because it may take some time.
Right into this. Yeah, because this is going to be one of those weeks, man. Y'all know what we do, the latest and greatest about hip-hop from a Southern perspective. On this episode, there is a list of TD artists floating around, and somebody ranked them on Twitter, and a couple people had a problem with it. Gunna will not be asked to take the stand. We want to know what that means. 50 opens a brand new film studio. 21 Savage makes an appearance in Time's Top 100. But first, AB, we can get right to it. People know where we're going to start. Your man's got a lot of complaints about last week and the circle jerk session that was you and Maurice on here caping for Drake. I can niggas shout out my guy Nick. He said, man, I wanted to call in, man. Like, I had to balance it out, dude. So
no, you don't. You ain't got to.
With great performance by Mo, man. Drake was not quiet over the weekend. He continued to pile on while we're waiting on the Kendrick response. He dropped a Snoop and Pac AI joint. And I just got a simple question for you, AB. When you heard this, did you like it? Did it land for you? Where you at on the Snoop and Pac AI Drake diss?
I'm not going to lie. The TaylorMade freestyle, when I first saw it, and it was from a reputable source. It was somebody, XXL, one of them tweeted
his
it
page.
Out. Yeah, it was on all. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it was on his shit. But when I hopped on Twitter, that's where I saw it first.
Okay.
And it said Drake featuring AI, Tupac, and Snoop. And I was like, I don't know about that. Like, what? I was like, what is that? So it threw me off a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I was like, that sounds stupid. Yeah. Then I listened to it.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, shit. Never in a million years in the history of rap beef, if you would have asked me, what do I think is about to happen next? What I have said, yo, this is the strategy he need to go with. This was unpredictable. It was entertaining. Even down to the little knockoff Dre beat, all of that was funny to me. I'm not gonna lie. Like the Pac, because we know how Kendrick feels about Pac and Snoop. Those are obviously two legends. We know Pac's not from the West Coast, but he's looked at as a West Coast legend for his time at Death Row. We know how much he means to Kendrick and his influence. So to rap from the perspective of him and talk about how disappointed in him he is, that he's now quiet and he had all this energy starting up, bro, that shit was smart. It was witty. It was creative. I'm not going to sit here and say it's the greatest diss song of all time, but it might be the most unique. I will say that. And so I have to give props. That was a play I did not see coming. Drake is playing this very smart, and he may have more tricks up his sleeves, which is why he keeps baiting Kendrick. If I were in Kendrick's camp, I would probably take a little bit more time to put whatever we putting together out.
More time?
Yes.
Just last week, you said he on the clock.
He is, but they need to not take more time, but they need to speed up. They need to dedicate more time to what they finna do next. Because me and you talked on this show right here when J. Cole came out with his song, like, yo, it's gonna be kind of hard to diss Kendrick. He not really giving you a bunch of material. Like, the nigga got five albums. You could argue all of them are classic. Like, it's really hard to talk about him. The nigga's married. He's out the limelight. He don't do none of the weird Hollywood shit. It's really hard to talk about. You can get one, maybe two short jokes off. That's it. What do you do? This is what you do. Niggas hating on it, but they've chose a side. That's fine. Do that. Bro, you can't tell me this isn't entertaining and creative. There's no fucking way you can't tell me that. Like, I won't believe you if you say it. I'm sorry. And I'm a fan of all parties involved. Let's be clear.
Well, you're more of a Drake fan, so let's be very clear.
I am, but I'm a fan of all of them, though. I fuck with all of them.
Okay. And when you say all of them and it was weird, is it because of the Tupac shit? Was that really what threw you off in the beginning?
No, just reading Drake featuring AI
Yeah,
Tupac and
Tupac.
Snoop. I was like, what the fuck
Drake
does that
featuring Pac
mean?
is crazy.
Yeah, I was like, huh? But when you listen to it, you get it. I was like, oh shit, that was smart.
Yeah, man, it's two ways to look at this, and I've seen both of them. You just mentioned one, and that's the strategic part of it.
Yep.
Like I can remove the song part of it. It's not a banging song. It's not a scathing diss. It's none of that. But it is. I did find myself. I listened to this probably more than I listened to push-ups. Just like process it. Like
Yeah,
just
yeah.
listening to it. Like, damn, this shit
It took more than
crazy.
one listen to really
Absolutely.
piece it.
And in doing so, rap as we know it has changed. And Drake is leading the forefront with that. So to address the song part of it first, I agree with you. Clever. Very clever.
Yeah.
Like this is new age warfare. This is like going from the revolutionary we fighting on the front lines to now we're using drones now. Get
Fact.
used to it, nigga. We not down on the battlefield no more, nigga. We using drones and we doing all sophisticated war shit versus what y'all are used to seeing. And who else to lead the charge in doing that other than Aubrey Graham? Yes, I'm the biggest artist in our genre in the world that does this. So why wouldn't I use all of these tools that are at my disposal and I got unlimited funds?
Yeah.
Like it's niggas invested in it's companies invested in me not failing. So if I need, oh, do me 5 million for this Kendrick beef, and that's really a low number, so I can get this AI right and I get the bots trolling him and get him like razzled, then absolutely, man, it's a good strategy. We talk about strategy and business and stuff on here all the time. And even in rap beef, it comes into play and it does put the clock, like the clock is
Yeah.
speeding up now for Kendrick. Now, like you said, you had until a certain time, but now niggas is fucking around with legacies and niggas is doing all kind of weird shit. You don't know what's coming next. You as just a true MC that got bars for a nigga, and that's what you're gonna respond with. You ain't gonna do the AI shit. You're not
Right.
gonna go play the bot game and do any of the stuff online. You just trying to rap and go back in your cubbyhole, which is fine, or it was fine before Drake upped the level. So I agree with you, man. Like this is different. It's unique. It's funny. I'm more of a Kendrick fan than I am a Drake fan, but I do appreciate all parties involved, as you said. But I do, if I'm speaking objectively, I'd be worried. I texted, like, of course, just gassing it. Like, this might be over. Like,
Yeah,
this
yeah.
might be game, set, match. That's being very hyperbolic about it. However, it is time to start worrying over. Like, niggas can. I've seen the rap niggas say, oh, this is corny. I wouldn't do. Like, yeah, nigga, you wouldn't do that because you're not Drake. So
Right.
let's get all of that off the table right now. You can't do that. You wouldn't even thought to do this, nigga.
Yeah.
So to even to have the thought to do it, like these other rappers that I've seen and these older school people, like, oh, this is whack. It's not whack. This is right on time. This is the par for the course of where we are now in hip hop. And you know how they tried to float out that AI rapper last year, right?
Yeah, I remember
And
that.
whenever we talked about them
Yeah,
doing an AI
about a year or
rapper,
two ago. Yeah.
they probably finna start revisiting some of that shit, man. If we getting the biggest rap or artist, one of the biggest artists in the world to start signing off on this AI shit, then who knows who gonna start accepting it next?
Well,
Like when you
now
start telling
that,
someone who, I'm telling
that's
you,
a
bro, when you
stretch.
start telling somebody, because look, I'm gonna tell you why. Here's my theory behind it. We've always talked about how little passion that we see from new artists nowadays, how it almost seemed like, oh, I'm just doing this rap shit as a job. If a label approaches them and be like, give us a license to use your voice, we won't tell nobody, but it'll be in a contract and we just gonna do AI songs. We just gonna use your voice. We're gonna let the
You could
AI
argue the
write it
Four
and we're
Bats
gonna
nigga
pay
is that
you
right now.
possibly.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure, and this is no knock, I'm just gonna use a name here. I'm not sure if a label approaches Lil Baby and they be like, man, you know what, bro? You don't even gotta rap no more. Just let us do the AI shit on your voice, bro. We're gonna do the whole next album. Like, did a Travis Scott album not too long ago that
Yeah,
was on
you're right.
DSPs, that was a full AI album.
Yeah, for
So if you
sure.
telling niggas that, okay, and I get to sign off and see if it's banging or not, and I ain't never got to rap again, you just selling my image, I'll sign some niggas up. Like, cause some niggas don't love this shit enough not to do that.
No, I
So
understand that.
that's just,
I don't think it's the beginning of the end, and I want people to come down off the ledge. You are not
I'm
Will
telling
Smith,
you,
and
man,
we are
that's what
not living in
happens when new,
iRobot.
different shit happen.
Niggas is not Will Smith, and we not living in iRobot, dude. They're not gonna take over the fucking world because Drake had a verse or two. The Snoop verse sounded like Snoop, though. I ain't gonna lie. The Pac verse was
It
clear
did.
AI. If it wasn't for the
Yeah, I
flow,
didn't. I couldn't even tell that was Pac at first.
yeah, at
I was
first,
like, "Oh, that's supposed to be Pac." It
facts,
wasn't
that
like,
one,
"Oh, nigga, that's Pac." It was like, "Oh, that's supposed to be Pac."
yeah, the Snoop verse sounded like he recorded it. I ain't, it just the
Facts.
flow was clearly Drake, but
Yeah,
I
I
will
think
say,
that's what made it kind of dope, though. Like the
I
whole flow, you could tell that's Drake shit. It
that's what
just
make it
sounded like Snoop and
funny.
Pac. Yeah, that's
That,
what made it. Yeah, facts.
but dude, we're talking about an artist who makes fun of himself. He did the fucking skit with Chris Brown after they had got into it in the club. The nigga did the skit on the ESPYs with him, dude, like a year or two later. Like, this nigga is cool with
Yeah.
making fun of himself. Have you watched his music videos? Like, dude, he there, you can't, it's hard to poke or attack someone who pokes fun at themselves. He even did it in this song. Hey man, mention something about the girls like Joe Budden and them talk about. Like, he done 8 miled himself, dude. Now Kendrick can't even use
Yeah,
that if he had that in
that's
the
the dang,
tuck.
yeah, bro. That's the
That's
dangerous part, and
smart,
what part of
bro.
that's what started me to saying that this is over, because I'm taking all the chips off the table. Like, I even heard one of the disses, and not even this. I think the nigga behind the Kendrick disses as well, because here's where it goes. Not only when Kendrick comes out, will you wonder, is that AI? Like, he's already like jaded there, and they like it could be a legit Kendrick song. You still gonna wonder, is it AI just because Drake did it? So
Yep.
is that side doing it? And also, too, if I'm Drake, the next songs is dropping is the fake Drake disses, like you said, doing the rabbit from 8 Mile. I've
Yep.
already heard the Kendrick diss where they talk about him getting peed on by T.I. Homeboy, so that's off the
Yep.
table now. The
Yep.
young girl shit is off the table, like you said. Like, all of these things are off the table, and it's going to take away that wow factor when Kendrick finally decides to rap about it. And especially if they're saying it like they've been saying it, oh, it's hey, nigga been having this done for years. Like, you
Yeah,
might
nah,
have to
that
throw
shit
that
ain't
one
gonna
away,
fly.
bro.
Yeah, nah.
You gotta throw that old one away. Like, you need to be in the studio right now. So
Yeah.
yeah, it's scary hours, no pun intended, for Kendrick out here, man. And that's my mans.
Listen,
That is my mans.
I there's no way. Like, you can call you can say, man, the use of AI, and I likened it to another use of AI. Y'all was hating in the chat. Bro, it's
Yeah, that
listen,
was a wild example. That was insane, bro.
it's the
That
evolution.
was insane.
It's the evolution of no one said anything. When Kendrick was Mighty Morphin into fucking Nipsey Hussle and OJ Simpson, dude. All that shit was groundbreaking. It was legendary. It was a video of the year. Nobody said, hey man, this is a slippery slope. How do we know he's gonna be the person in his videos? What if he no longer does his videos? It's just AI of him.
Nobody
Nobody
said that, though.
fucking
You didn't
said that,
have that fear
dude.
of that, though, bro. You know that's different, though, because you
Nobody,
can
of
see
course
it.
it's
You always say
different.
that, and we always talk about it because you have the visual there. You can see it. It's like we talked about with the Ray Rice. It's different when you got video. And in this sense, with music, and you don't have video and you only hearing this, you wondering if your mind playing tricks on you.
Bro, he looks
So that's the
just like them
difference.
niggas, bro. He could have done the whole video like Nipsey,
But
bro.
you
You wouldn't have
see
known that
it.
wasn't him. He could have done the whole video that
Yeah,
way.
you would have, because you know what? Nipsey's dead, so you would have known that.
He pick
You would have
somebody else
known that it
then.
wasn't him. It would have been,
We knew this wasn't Pac, dude.
I don't know.
You said it yourself. It didn't really, it sounded like an AI Pac, bro.
Yeah,
Like, fam. Like, niggas are taking that shit way too seriously.
you knew it wasn't Pac, but what was clever about it, as we both admitted, is you could tell what Drake was doing.
Right.
But the motherfuckers is paying attention to the game, they could tell what Drake was
That's a
doing.
chess. That was a chess
So
move,
the
bro.
way that is absolutely. So that's how I feel like it's different. Kendrick was just, this was light, having fun. You can see it. You see me morphing into him. I have a slick message tied to it, or whatever the heart message was. But I heard a cool theory. Speaking of that video, I got to give my guy Dan credit for this. He was like, first of all, there's rumored that Kendrick's album is coming out in May.
Yeah,
That's
I
one. So
heard.
he may save the diss for that. Two, the next heart is the heart part six. What if that heart part six goes to the sixth God? I ain't even got to put it on my album or nothing. Y'all used to these. Here go this whole heart part six with me tearing like that. I think that would be the move. That's
What
why
is
I
he gonna
put it
talk
at. That's
about,
how I
bro?
do it, especially. Oh, I don't know. That's what he
Yeah,
get paid the big bucks for.
that is true.
I'm the marketing man. I can give him the idea, but you got to go still do the rap. But that hard part six, that would be fire. And making it
Yep.
like the six God shit and just tearing his ass up.
Or if he skipped it
Pause.
and went
But
seven. What if he skipped six? I don't
hard
know.
part seven.
Like, I mean,
I
you know
don't
what I'm
get some.
saying?
Something got to happen, though.
It gotta be
Something got to
if
happen. Like, I
here's the
see a lot of the
problem.
niggas from the West Coast chirping. Go ahead.
If we can predict it, then that's not the move. Like, that's how I'm looking at it now, bro. If me and you can call it right here, then that you shouldn't do that. I remember watching
Oh, I
Snowfall.
don't th
Nobody said, "Hey, you know how I think this is going to end? I think he's going to end up not dead or in jail, but actually a bum and strung out." Nobody guessed that. We all were thinking he was going to be dead or in jail. And if they would have played that, maybe it would have worked, maybe it wouldn't, but it would have been predictable. What they went with, whether you liked it or not, was unpredictable. So if we sit here and can call out the shot that Kendrick about to do, it ain't good enough. Same thing with Drake. If I can call out what Drake finna do, it's not good enough, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That is a very, very fair point, because I don't see, again, I'm not Kendrick Lamar. I just don't see the move. I don't see the unpredictable move. Like, other than like what we do know is he's going to have a song, or what we think. We don't
He
even
has
know
to.
this,
He got to.
but yeah, it's either gonna be on an album. It ain't gonna be just no. I don't know. So yeah, you're right. That's a good point. I don't, the nigga back against the wall. This will, I would argue, this is probably one of the most important versus songs of his career, even with such a stellar career that he has, even with, we know that this is not gonna wipe him off the map.
Course not.
Nas was still Nas after Blueprint 2. Jay was still Jay after Ether. So it's not gonna have that type of effect. But just the overall sentiment of, you're the boogeyman, you
Yeah.
did control, you turned like that into this. Like, if this is the most important verse to keeping that reputation alive,
It got to be
if that's
tough,
what he
bro.
cares to do,
And
bro.
listen, I don't know when the last time y'all listened to some Kendrick Lamar. The nigga's amazing. Let's be very clear about that. Like, dude is in the big three for a reason. He's really in the big two for a reason. Like, the nigga's stupid nice. So it's not
Thanks.
as if he doesn't have it in him. I'm just trying to think of the angle that will work in the context of everything that's happened up until this point, because I don't know the angle.
Question before we move on. I've seen this out here. I want to know what you think. They can get on Dex's opinion from it. Do you shoot Cole any more bail now that you've seen where this has went?
See, I
And
asked that
you and
last
him.
week. Remember, I asked that last week. I said, do
Even
y'all?
now, you can double down. Yeah, even now more so. Because
Yeah,
now,
but
like,
it wasn't a big deal to me to begin with. I said nobody was gonna
nah, you
care.
full of shit.
I said
That's
no one would care if the next
bullshit,
project is a,
AB.
if the fall off is a classic, no one will care, bro. I
No, people
promise
gonna be
you.
talking about this forever, bro. This is
No.
unprecedented. This is that, yeah, they even you, if you don't care, there's gonna be niggas that do care, and when their fall off come out, they're gonna say, yeah, but you remember you
Yeah, there'll
apologized.
be some. There will be some, but just like with anybody else, we're gonna talk about Gunna in a little bit. Bro, when that Gunna album came out, niggas was online talking about he 15 for 15. They didn't give a shit about it. The talk leading up to that was all him in court, YSL. That was the talk. That was all it was. He came out with the music and hey man, turn that fuck you mean up, dude. Like niggas didn't care about that shit no more. Niggas wasn't saying that, bro. They just the music trumps everything, dude. That Deeper Than Rap just turned like 10, 15 years old the other day. When that Valley of Death came on, nobody cared about the CO shit no more. It was over with. It was dead. Dead. He killed it in one song.
AB's bail bondsman opening near you for Gunna. We shoot Gunna all the bail in the world, but we'll get there later. What we got next?
Next up, man, listen, the 20v1 continues. Kanye disses Drake and J. Cole on the Like That remix. Well, the unofficial Like That remix he jumped on. Him and Ty Dolla $ign jumped on it. Ty Dolla $ign just did his thing. He wasn't really getting involved in all the extra shit. They are prepping Vultures 2, which comes out May 3rd. So do you look at this as a viable diss response from Kanye, or is he just seizing the opportunity to get back in the news?
What kind of slave contract is Ty Dolla $ign under? Where he got to do everything that Ye do? Like,
I
how
mean,
is
they're
he
promoting the
convincing them of
project.
this shit? So you gonna hop on a diss song with a nigga?
Yeah.
It's, Ty Dolla $ign is crazy, but I get it. It's Kanye West. You know what? And I said this after we watched and talked about the documentary. It's Kanye. Like, I can't hate it because he's not acting like this is what he would do anyway. Like, this is like, he's been this way since we've seen this nigga on the documentary and his mom was talking about him. Like, we've seen, this is what he does. This is not a surprise. So, I mean, is it clout chasing? Yes. The funny thing to me is how excited this nigga is that he thinks Drake finna go there. This nigga hates Drake.
Clearly.
Like, this nigga hate, he ain't Drake more than Pusha T hate Drake. Like, this
And
nigga
Kendrick and all
hates.
them niggas.
Like, yeah, he got the most hate for Drake as any nigga on the planet, and Drake is the most hated on nigga. But Kanye, like, nobody hate for Drake is up there with Kanye's, and you could hear it in this nigga verse. I'm not mad at this. I'm happy that he's participating and that everybody is seems to be paying attention to what's going on in hip hop right now. So I do appreciate that aspect of it. The verse overall for me, maybe it was a six. He really didn't do his thing on that to me. It was some funny Kanye lines as you get now, but this is where he at now. He ain't, I don't think he necessarily gonna rip it. I don't know West Side High is. Like he needs, like, I don't know what the relationship status is with them two, but you can clearly tell he's not writing anything for Kanye West anymore, it doesn't seem like. So yeah, this is an average verse and what I expect from Kanye, especially if niggas is teaming up on Drake. Like he, I know I, no one called him, he called niggas. Are y'all beating up Drake? Oh man, where y'all at, man? I'm gonna come through. I'm gonna come through, bro. So yeah, this is expected.
And for that, it's lame. And I'm hiding my
Ooh, and
boy.
that's your man. Well, you like Drake more than you like Kanye.
That's
It just it's official now.
now. Are
It's
we sure
official
about
now. You
that?
just made it true. You just made it true.
Man, this was an opportunist play, and Kanye is supposed to be bigger than that, so it's
Is he?
disappointing.
Is
Yeah,
he?
he had a number one this year, man. It's bigger than that. He's supposed to be a bigger entity than that, and he that it's lame that he's stooping to that level. Because again, I said this before, and I asked this last week or one or maybe the week before, is it lame that so many people are jumping on one person? Most
Pause.
sane people would be like, yeah, that's kind of even in real life, if you watch six niggas jumping on, you'd be like, ah, okay, like y'all overdoing. I mean, listen, nigga, like was completely out of bounds. But if it's
Unless
like, bro, let niggas shoot the fade, bro. Like let Kendrick and Drake just do this one on one, and we don't need. I don't need Ross. I fuck with Rose. I don't need Ross. Kanye's obviously my guy. I do not need him jumping on the unauthorized remix, getting that shit taken down 2 hours later. Like, bro, you did all that for nothing. And yes, we know. Now we know that the new shit come out next week. That's all you really wanted to get out there. That's perfectly fine. You didn't need this. Put another $20 hoodie up on your website and let people know the album's coming. That's all you had to do. You'd have been good. We don't need it. The verse was mid, dude. The verse was
verse is super
super
mid.
mid. There's one or two Kanye-isms in it that was kind of funny, and that was it.
Again, if it
Even the
wasn't
beat
Drake,
was
though, he
hard,
wouldn't
though.
even. The beat
What they
was
did to the
the
beat was
way they
hard.
flipped that
That
was
was hard.
fire.
Yeah, that was
And
hard.
I randomly came across that sample today. The original that Even Everlasting bass sample for him. I knew that I knew it, and I didn't want to look it up until I just could figure it out for myself, and I found it. It said Barry White. That doo 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 doo. Doom, 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 doom. I did not. I was humming and like, damn, I know that song from somewhere. So I was very
Beat
proud of
flip was
myself after I looked
tough.
it up.
I will
That
say that.
flip was fire.
Yeah, beat was hard.
But yeah, man, this is what he do. Like I don't expect anything different from Kanye West. And that's that on that. But next, what I did not expect, AB, as I was listening to the Drake and Tupac and just paying attention to everything was going on, I did see the post and couple of my group chats. Oh man, Chris Brown dissed Quavo. I'm like, bro, I'm not
Again.
listening. Again. And the first thought in my head was, bro, I'm not listening to that, man. I don't care about Chris Brown and Quavo. But for some reason, later on in the day, I did finally get to it. And I was shocked. AP, I ain't gonna hold you. I want to know, is this the hardest diss record of 2024?
It might be the most scathing, 'cause we know there's real. We know what the tie is. Of course, it's over a gal. It usually always is. So there's
Sound like
real
a little bit more
like
than that.
history. So the accusations that he was making in there, they did kind of sting a little bit, like, ugh, like damn. And then plus, I'm a huge proponent of Chris Brown never rapping ever. I wish he would have never
Rip that
started. I think
though.
he's that talented with everything else that he didn't need to rap and gang bang, and all that shit is completely out of over my head. However, he was ripping that though. Like he was in his bag on that dog. I ain't gonna lie. He was
He
ripping that. I ain't gonna lie.
that was the only diss song you did the scrunch face with. When you was like, oh
Yeah,
shit.
that was. He took some shots on there, and especially the day we wish it would have been you instead of
Instead of
say. I was
Takeoff
like,
was
oh shit.
crazy.
There was some fighting words in there, so
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
scathing. It for sure. It was salacious. It had all of the tea and all that shit in there. So I get why people felt the way they did about it. I listened to it once though. I ain't gonna. It's not that I'm gonna repeat again,
Nah,
but
I listened to that more than once.
no, I didn't. I
You
ain't
had to
gonna lie
run
to
that
you.
back.
I was a
You
one
know,
and done. I was a one and
nah,
done.
stop that, man.
I went
You know
done.
what the test is. I was in a barbershop and I cut it on. There's this female barber in there, and asking her, had she heard about it? She's like, no, I ain't hear it. So,
You had a
and I asked
female
about
barber
the
using Supercuts, weren't
no, there was a
you?
female barber in there. I didn't
Now,
say that I had a female barber. Well, there's nothing wrong with it though. She cold though.
I
She
believe
ice cold. Yeah,
it.
she ice cold. But she's like, no, I didn't hear it. And so I played that one for, and you can always gauge by how the chicks respond to it. Like by the end of the Chris Brown joint, she was like, yeah, and like doing almost, you know, damn near dancing to it. And then
No.
I played the Drake and the Tupac, and she was like, nah, cut this off. I
Yeah,
ain't
that
fucking
them
with
two
this at all.
completely different, wasn't
Two
they?
completely different things, but I do say that to say Chris Brown know how to make songs, man. And I didn't realize that him and Quavo hated each other this way, but I just haven't been paying attention. They showed the clips of the basketball shit where he's like, bring your bitch ass out here. Like, them niggas ain't liked each other for a while. And this might get ugly, bro. Did he, Chris Brown, drop the hardest diss record of 2024? Yes. This
My
was
hell.
bang. Like, this was hard.
It
I
was.
couldn't deny this, bro. Like, I'm not a Chris Brown fan. I don't listen to his music really. I ain't in that R&B bag. So I didn't even really know the nigga rapped like that. I wasn't even to a place where you was, where you were saying, well, I wish he didn't rap at all. This was new to me that he was rapping. So I'm like, damn, Chris Brown slick got a little flow and everything. But yeah, this was very scathing. I know that Quavo was hot about this. And since this has dropped, AB, I don't know if you got to listen, Quavo has responded. Did you get to listen to the response? And what do you think?
I did. I listened to the response and it featured Takeoff on there. I wasn't mad at it. I like that too. I'm gonna be honest. Chris Brown has dropped two songs. Quavo has dropped two songs. They've been
About time.
solid songs. I
About
like
a
the
time, man.
Quavo one,
The other one.
the other one. That's I kind of like that one. Like to me, they've been straight. I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, they could.
Chris Brown got the best one, but I kind of and it's been happening. This is all has happened in like a week and a half max.
This shit on fire.
So
Hey, that Chris Brown cover art is crazy.
man, that's so funny.
Because you remember we talked about that.
Yeah, he had the
We
gold
talked about
flakes
him.
on the hot dog.
And we said it then. We said that then, like, bro, that's a crazy picture, nigga. Gold flakes or not, we said that on deck. You heard that first, and Chris Brown must have listened because he damn sure, yeah, that would have been the picture that I used.
Hey,
Like, bro, you
listen.
out here eating hot dogs in public, bro?
The cover art, it looked funny. Claudia
Nigga was savoring the
has
hot dog. You can't savor the glizzy in public, bro. That's a quick little bite, nigga. You can't just go this nigga. He had a little stance and everything, bro.
nigga staring into the glizzy
Nigga double
and
palm in the glizzy and shit. Like, bro, what are you doing? You know a nigga gonna use this on you, bro,
Hey.
but
I ain't gonna lie, that's the funniest parts of
that's
all this
funny, yeah.
shit. That you got this if you got listen, if you got beef with a nigga, you gotta have the whole rollout together. You gotta have the
Yeah.
artwork gotta be funny. The song
Facts.
gotta be fun. Now like, you gotta have that's a total package, dude.
Facts.
All this gotta be fun. It's been that way for a while. If you go back and look at
Damn.
G-Unit, old G-Unit
Dre Day.
mixtape,
You
look
go
at
back to
Elephant in
Dre
the
Day.
Sand. Go Google
You go back
that.
to
Look
Dre
at the
Day, yeah.
cover of that shit. It's a, you know what I'm saying? You gotta it's all part of the whole shit. And they're succeeding with that because that shit was funny.
Super funny. But yeah, that Quavo diss in response was hard too with Takeoff.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at
I
that.
appreciated it. Like,
It's
and
over with though. It's over with now though.
this is over?
Yeah,
Yeah, because Chris
even
Brown
Chris
said
Brown said, man,
it
that
didn't
wasn't even good
warrant a
enough to respond
response.
to. So
Somebody gonna get their ass kicked. I'll tell you that. I don't
them
know
niggas was
who, and I ain't really promoting it, but somebody gonna get their ass kicked, bro. This done went
just
too
next to
far.
each other at a fashion show.
What? How long ago was it?
That was a couple months ago, and them niggas was not fucking with you. Could they were seated next to each other, and that shit was hella awkward. You could cut the tension,
Somebody, if
but
I'm Quavo, somebody got to get fired. Or and I
yeah.
don't even who says I'm not sitting right there? Both of them trying to be macho and be like, not like he ain't moving, I ain't moving. What would you have
Probably.
been like if you was in that situation? Would you be like, man, I'm not sitting next to that nigga.
I mean, but if they like nigga, that's the only place to sit. Then what? You finna leave?
I'm Quavo. Y'all can't find another seat. Well,
Is
or even
Quavo
more
bigger than
so,
Chris Brown?
I'm Chris fucking Brown.
That's
Yeah,
what.
nigga, I ain't sitting next to this bum ass nigga. Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
That
So
shit
yeah,
look awkward, bro. Like, pull up the clip,
bro.
you'll see it.
I see a still photo. I ain't see the clip though. So
Okay.
then he been knowing that he wanted like that's yeah. So yeah, nothing probably gonna happen then if they was that close.
But it's been entertaining, man. I didn't see that one coming, and it's actually been pretty entertaining. So salute to them.
Ass.
Next up, man, Time Magazine's their annual top 100 most influential people's list came out. You already buried the lead and told the world who was on it, so we might as well. The one and only hip hop artist to make the list was 21 Savage, man. Fresh off a number one album, American Dream, this year, and a pretty big year with the tour, with Drake's tour last year, and then of course her loss the year before. Is this fair that 21 Savage is the only rapper on the top 100 most influential people in 2024? And does he deserve to be on it?
That Drake stimulus is still going crazy, I see. And shout out to Roc Nation for this happening. 21 Savage is not the first rapper that I would have thought of if you asked me influence. It's just not hating on him. It's not saying that he don't deserve it. But if you ask me, someone who we come in here and we cover this on a weekly basis, and you say who's one of the most influential rappers, of course there is the low hanging fruit. There's Drake. There's the big three.
Yeah,
There's J.
the
Cole.
big
There's Kendrick
three.
Lamar. Yeah, that's all of those guys when you're talking about influence. And even more so than those three, Future put on his album. Like, nigga, I'm one of the most influential artists of the last decade. 21 Savage is inspired or influenced by Future. So it's fine that 21 Savage is on there because I do get his relevance over the last year or 2 years, whatever they're basing it off of. But however, if you are going to put rappers on there and there are 100 slots, if I had to put someone else on that, it would be Future. It would be, yeah, Future. If I'm not just beating a dead horse and like you're not giving Michael Jordan the MVP every year, you can't put Drake on there every year. So I wouldn't do that just to make it still more like people want to know what it is. But Future would be the other person that I put on there.
I think
Who would you say?
Future's time is he's a it was a little bit too close to this deadline right here. This just came out. I think because last year was slow in hip hop, relatively speaking. It was a slow year. They didn't have a number one until halfway through the year, and it was Lil Uzi Vert. And if you probably asked 100 people, 99 of them wouldn't even know that. So I can see it since it was a slow year. 21 Savage had the first number one in hip hop this year early in January. He had the nice rollout with the trailer with the fake movie with Childish Gambino in it and all blah blah blah. He had a big year on It Was All a Blur tour with Drake. He's coming off another project with him that had plenty of bangers on it. 21, Won't You Do Something For Me? So his impact or his star power has grown in the last year and a half for sure. So I'll give him that simply because I can't think of other. The only other person I could really think of is maybe Killer Mike because he had Album of the Year last year in the culture and in the Grammys, and he swept the Grammys in terms of his categories that he was in. He walked away with three of them. You could argue with that body of work that he was talking about and how it impacted the culture and how it even permeated through to the recording academy at the Grammys that I could argue he could be on there. But other than that, though, I'm not mad at the 21 selection, though, man, just because it was a down year last year.
But when I think influence, I think that you're setting trends and other people want to be like you. I don't look at the landscape of hip hop and say he's clearly a 21 Savage clone or he's clearly off that tree of 21 Savage. And maybe it is for some younger artists like Nudie or people that I'm not familiar with that
Well,
don't listen to. But even with Killer Mike, to your example, I get what you're saying. His presence was felt over the last year, but I don't see many Killer Mikes out there either. Like
that's true.
he's really one of a kind. And the reason that I say Future, I see that influence. I see the
But you
people
can say that
directly
every
trying to
year,
be like
though.
Pluto.
He didn't drop
What do
last
you
year,
mean?
though. That's what I'm saying.
Even
Like, what would
more,
you?
even more impactful. He ain't do this the one with the shit on. We had the visor on in the back of the car. That wasn't last year.
I think that was
We'll
year
wait for
before
you
last.
on the.
Yeah, that was
They
year
could have
before last.
used you. They
That's
could have
the
used you. So
thing.
it's the top 100 influential people of 2024,
Yeah.
not
I was
just in
trying to see
general
what the
the rap game.
criteria was. And this
You
they got
wouldn't
this
put one of
long
the
ass.
female rappers on there?
Nah.
Over the
You could put
last
Sexy
year?
Red.
Six?
Yeah.
I mean,
Maybe most interesting or most, I don't know, but influential. I
yeah.
mean, I get it. I get it. Let me see. It
I get it,
says
sexy. I get it, sexy
the
banging.
people on this list, each in their own way, have lessons to teach. We can debate those lessons. We don't have to endorse them or agree with them. But the influence of this year's Time 100 to mine is that down to the last person, they have power to make us think and they are using it.
Yeah, see, I don't get that from. I that now that they you say that, I would say Killer Mike.
Killer Mike, for
Yeah,
sure.
that would definitely be the one, especially when the rap album of the year. If you're gonna put one rapper on there, he should have been it. I
One of
definitely
them.
okay. Now your Killer Mike argument makes a lot more sense with that description. Question before we move on to that. Y'all say that the speaking of Sexy Red, do you think a man or a dude or a hot popular rapper could hop on like Get It Sexy, a Ski, and do a remix?
No.
Can't no dude hop on Get It Sexy.
It wouldn't make no sense. Are they gonna do the dance? Soulja Boy. They gonna do the dance?
I don't know if it'll do the dance, but the beat banging, the hook banging.
Be
So
hard as hell.
you would figure somebody could get on there and do the remix.
That'll be a stretch. The
I just
only
don't
one,
know.
like dead ass, it would be some Soulja Boy. Because it reminds you, it take you back to that era a little bit. Oversized
Yeah.
clothes type shit. And he's in the video, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he is. He
So
definitely
it kind of fits that, but a verse. But I don't want to hear that though.
is.
Let's be clear. I don't want to hear the
You couldn't
Soulja
see
Boy.
like Fab popping on there or something.
Oh no. He can jack the beat.
I'm talking about
He can jack the beat for sure.
the official remix. Yeah, he definitely can jack the beat though. All right, man. Next, AB Adam 22 from No Jumper Podcast shares a DM. It's from Drake, and it's speaking on the hip hop media big three. Drake says it's JBP, Ack, and No Jumper. Is this an accurate list or not?
So this is tough when you say hip hop media because, in my opinion, it's three podcasts. If we're gonna go big three with hip hop media, the big three podcasts are Drink Champs, Joe Budden Podcast, and $1 Million Worth of Game. But those all three have rappers in them. So for the sake of argument and to diversify it, I'll keep one rapper led podcast, and I would keep Joe Budden. And then the other two slots, I would say Ack, nah, I wouldn't put No Jumper in there. Let me be clear. I wouldn't put No Jumper. And originally it was Vlad. The argument was
It's
Ack, Joe
Vlad in there.
Budden, and Vlad. And then Drake said take Vlad out and put No Jumper in the DM, allegedly. I don't know if this is an AI DM or a real DM, but let
Gotta
Adam
ask.
say it was a real DM. So if I had to go, I would say Joe Budden. I kind of want to say Breakfast Club. And then maybe Vlad. I don't. And
Oh, here
I'm
you
not
go with that
necessarily saying it
Vlad
because I don't
take.
even listen to Joe. I don't think I've ever listened to a full Joe Budden episode, but I recognize his place and the moments that he's had in the culture.
That's hating too, by the way.
Yeah, and I'm good. But so I would say those three, if I had to give a big three outside of rapper-led podcast, which is kind of a cheat code, in my opinion. Because they get
But
anybody and
it's
everybody on
not
their.
who rapper led podcast.
Yeah, they can get anybody, bro. Nori can literally call anybody outside of, I
No, he
don't know,
can't.
Drake,
Jay ain't been
maybe.
on there.
Who?
Like Nori can't get anybody that everybody else don't get. That's what I'm like you ain't seen Nori make the Jay-Z play.
Oh, well, yeah. No,
Like the
the
only reason that them
Jay-Z, the
niggas,
Cardi B's, the Drake's, that's going to be
yeah,
tough.
like Nori still can't get no.
Yeah, but nobody, they're not doing anybody's shit, really. So.
I don't know. I like Angie Martinez has a podcast. I think that if she wanted a favor from Jay, he'd do it. And he did Rap
Met.
Radar too, didn't he? Is Rap Radar still around?
It is.
Rap
He
Radar still
did it
being
when they were
made.
on Tidal.
But that's still being made today.
Yeah. But you have the reason you have to, if you have to ask that, then it's not on the big three then.
Well, no, I'm hating. One, I'm gonna be very
Fair
clear.
enough.
I'm hating. I don't listen to them. That but I do fuck with Elliot. I agree with you on the No Jumper stance just because I feel like that's like the National Enquirer. Like you see it right there when you're checking
I
out. And
agree.
for those that don't know what that is from a different generation. It was the magazine in the grocery store was like aliens have landed in
Tabloids.
Florida. Yeah, like that's what No Jumper is to me. I don't really hold that in a
I
respectable
agree.
place.
But they were popular though.
They
No, they
were
were doing
popular,
numbers.
exactly.
Yeah.
People would still pay attention. And they even broke stories sometimes. Like
For
it
sure.
was every now and then would be some real shit that was on there that they broke. But I look at No Jumper like that, so I wouldn't put them in the big three. I'm more of a JBP fan than you are. I do listen to it on a frequent basis, so I definitely will put Joe in there.
Yeah.
And I will put Ack in there just from his recent surge. Like if niggas is coming to you for the diss tapes and niggas is coming to you to break shit, then you've broke you like regardless if I like him or if other niggas like him or not,
Right.
the impact is there. Like
There's
you
a
gotta fuck
generation
with
that is listening to him that
him.
he's got a chokehold
Absolutely.
on.
That he got a chokehold on it. They not going to Joe Budden. They not going to the radio or none of
No,
that shit.
no.
I think the Breakfast Club has fallen a little. And I wouldn't put million dollar worth of game in that, because they interviews are just bad. Like, I like Wallow and Gilly energy. I fuck with both of them as people, but the interviews are just not good. They do too much joking and playing it back and forth. I could never really get into it. I would still put Sway right there, bro. Like,
When the
niggas still
last
go to
Sway
Sway.
moment, though, bro? And I fucks with, let me be very clear. Sway is a legend. I fucks with him heavy, but he ain't got no moments like that right
Ain't
now,
none of
bro.
them freestyles that we like that you post in December shit. Like, some of
That
them
ain't
be on
Sway,
Sway, right?
though. But that ain't Sway. You see what I'm
I would
saying?
still say it's Sway, because if you went, okay, let's say you didn't fuck with Joe.
Okay.
And
I
let's say
don't.
you didn't. And let's say you felt like you was too old to go on act shit.
Okay.
If I wanted to break some news, I'm definitely not calling Adam.
Right, yeah,
Right?
no.
I'm definitely not calling Adam 22, and I'm definitely not calling Vlad, because I
Yeah,
don't even know if
he's
he
not a
even got
breaking
a
news
movie.
platform though.
Right. So,
Yeah.
well, he is kind of though.
Nah.
Like, hood news, like, he's broken news on there where motherfuckers be like, oh, I didn't know that. Like, the whole shit with he had Pusha T manager on there, and the
But
shit with
that's different
Snoop
though.
and
That
Pop, and all of that was breaking news though.
but that's telling me your story from A to Z. And if there's news in that timeline, then okay, then
He know
but
there's
current
news in that
event
timeline though.
news, he's not.
Okay,
They
that's
don't come to
fair.
that for that.
So
Like
then that
he,
X's him out too. That goes to my point. You're right. That goes to my point. So I don't know how comfortable I feel putting Breakfast Club in there, but I
But they ain't had a
mean,
moment in a minute either.
it's been a
But their
while.
content has been solid. They just had no moments.
The way they have had the last moment, I would say that they had, was when Sexy Red went up there and she wouldn't fuck with
That was, yeah, you're
the
right. That was
girl.
entertaining.
She wouldn't fuck with Jess
Just,
Hilarious.
yeah.
So yeah, I guess Breakfast Club would have to be number three then, because like again, I'm looking at it. If I had a team, if I'm behind the marketing of an artist, and I'm like, okay, Joe is out, and Ak is out, who would I go to next? It
Oh,
would
it's Breakfast
have to
Club
be
then.
Breakfast Club.
Yeah, it had to
Yeah,
be.
they gotta be.
That's true.
Syndicated radio show. Yeah, Charlamagne's on there. Like, yeah, that would be it. So Breakfast Club, I would say, is number three, reluctantly, even though I ain't watched that shit in a while. Yeah.
Have you watched Vlad's Boosie tour of his the houses he building?
Absolutely fire.
That's
Absolutely
what
fire.
he's dabbling into that, which nobody else is doing that we've named.
What do you
Nobody.
mean
It,
dabbling into?
like he's doing like the
Like,
estate
is it more
tours and
content stuff like that?
yeah, more like out of the
Really?
studio shit.
Who else has he done that with?
He done that with like a barbecue spot in
Because
Cali
that
that's
shit with Boosie
really
was fire.
popular, and he did that with a couple
Really?
of sports players. So he's
Huh.
done the
I
whole
didn't
like
know that.
Cribs type thing. But the thing with Boosie, the thing that's dope about Boosie's is if y'all don't know, he bought 80 acres. And so he's building home single family homes for his kids on his land. And he did the tour of it
Fire.
super fire. He did a tour of it last year with Vlad, and then they just redid another one so you can see the progress. And he's breaking it down of why he's doing it and where things are finna be. Nobody's doing that. You know what I'm saying? So like if he doubles down on stuff like that with the right people, with the right message, then that gets him, that moves him up a slot, in my opinion.
Maybe I think I personally think Vlad too salacious for that. I don't think he's here for that type of content. I think he's here
Man,
for
he's
the
here for what gets
controversial
views,
content.
bro. He's here for what gets views. I ain't gonna hold
I don't
you.
even know.
Yeah,
I
you a
don't even
damn.
know if that's true though, because
But hit.
I feel like if it was something positive that would get views, then he wouldn't do it. But if it was negative shit to
Bro,
get
you're not
views,
looking at
he would
these
do it.
videos are getting the Boosie ones are. I'm talking about the Boosie house
He's doing
stuff.
numbers.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
LeVar, he did one with LeVar and went crazy toward the house.
LaVar Ball?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd watch
People are
that. But
into
yeah,
it. They're
if
fucking
y'all
with
haven't
it.
seen that Boosie, yeah, definitely. If y'all ain't seen that Boosie, well, go check that out. That's fire. He said
That's
he was trying to build a
motivating.
subdivision on his land. Did you see that?
What happened?
He said he was trying to build a subdivision. He was
Oh,
trying to
yeah.
build a subdivision
Yeah, on his
on
land,
his
bro.
land, which is going to be fire.
Yeah, I fuck with him,
Gave
man.
me
And
Nipsey
real
vibes,
quick,
man.
because I'm not a Boosie fan musically, but to do this
That's crazy.
coming home from
Because
tw
you
in
wasn't outside.
2014, he said when he came home in 2014, he had no money, zero. So we can't think, oh yeah, Boosie been around. He been here for 20 years. Like this ain't 20-year long money, Boosie. This is 10-year run, Boosie, that he's able to accomplish what he's accomplished. And we can't name a song between the two of us that he's dropped in the last 10 years. So
Stop.
to be able to finesse, or not even finesse, but just to hustle his way back to where he at, like there's no way you can't respect that, in my opinion.
Facts. When you talk about fan bases, and you, like he mentioned this on his last album that I listened to for a review.
I don't believe you listened to Boosie's last album for a review.
Facts.
No
He had a
fucking way.
song called Top 10 or some shit like that, the greatest alive. And he brought up the fact, he was like, bro, you gotta think. With concentration camp, I was doing work in the 90s
Yeah.
and then 2000s is when I was really like Boosie. And then 2010 to 2020, like I had the Boosie there, and then 2020 to right now, he's like, bro, I've been popping for 4 decades down there.
He wasn't popping in the 90s though. We nobody knew who he was in
People
concentration
knew who
camp.
he
Let's keep
was. I,
it up.
niggas,
Man,
people
no,
did. If you
bro.
knew, you knew. If you knew, you did know. Like,
That's not
stop it. Like, it was
popping
niggas that was
though.
listening to Lil Bootsy. Okay, but I've been relevant for 4 decades. Not popping. I've been popping for two, but I've been relevant for four. That's how
Okay.
you get
I'll take that.
seven houses. That's how you get seven houses on 80 acres.
That's true.
Like, he probably got out for them 10 years. He could still go do like chilling circuit tours tomorrow
For sure.
and go to places that most niggas wouldn't go to and pick up a $30,000, $40,000 bag, do that 4 or 5 times a week. So, yeah,
And
it's different with you.
swag surf on the sideline at the Hawks game.
It's embarrassing. Embarrassing. Did you see he bought his girl a Bronco truck and they was going hard at her for that? You
His
didn't see that?
daughter or his
Mm-mm.
like girlfriend or something?
His fiance. Yeah, his fiance.
Boosie has a fiance.
He bought her. Yeah, he finna get married. He
No
definitely one of these
fucking
young
way.
Instagram chicks. One of these
It's
Instagram
an
big pics.
Instagram
I don't know where else anybody would know her from. She may have something else going on. I don't know, but she was doing a video and talking about how people were going trying to joke because he bought her a Bronco truck.
What's
She
wrong? Like a
was
new
like, that's
joint
what
or
she
like the
wanted.
OJ shit?
Yeah, he had a new Bronco. No.
He bought the OJ shit.
Mind
That'd
your
be hard.
fiance, the OJ Bronco is crazy. But no, the new joint. Because that's what she said she liked, though. And she was like, you know, people were saying you should have got the G-Rag and you should have got the
Ah,
Rolls
okay.
Royce or
That's
whatever it may be. And she was like, man, y'all
the internet,
like, this is
though,
what I
man.
wanted.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's stupid.
I just
I
thought that
ain't
was
mad at
dumb.
that.
Yeah.
Hey, my gal just cooled the Bronco. I respect that. And I'm gonna have two Birkins in that motherfucker
Run
too.
it.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't
Exactly.
even tripping.
Exactly.
I ain't tripping.
Now you ain't got to worry about the Birkin bag. Exactly. 100%. That's a good point. We got Knicks.
Hey,
That's
next up,
funny.
man. 50 Cent, your man's. We mentioned this when it was announced a couple of months ago that he was purchasing land in Louisiana to build a film studio. That has officially launched. They cut the ribbon. It is open for business. My question is simple. Has 50's media career now surpassed his musical career? Because it's a big fucking
Okay,
deal.
so he sold. It's a really big deal. And he ain't getting nowhere near the love that Tyler Perry has been getting for building his studio. I ain't seen the same type of sentiment from the black Hollywood media that I seen from Tyler Perry,
Not
which I'm
yet.
concerned about, but not yet. So maybe he got to do some films and have some shit coming out of there. But yeah, man, I would say yes. One, because maybe he ain't had the equivalent of a diamond record in hip hop. I mean, excuse me, in movies. Maybe that hasn't happened yet.
Power?
You would say Power? That's a diamond record.
I think
You
so,
would
bro.
consider. That's fair. I even argue that. So
Yeah, I think
maybe
so.
so, but even if it hasn't happened, even if someone tries to argue that on you, I now have the studio we praise Tyler Perry for. I now have this place where I can continue just to make all the content that I want without having to go to MGM, without having to go to Starz. I can do everything right here. I can hire the writers. I can make sure that how I want it made, it's going to be made that way. So this play in the long run, if not even right now,
Yeah.
is bigger than the music play. Of course, the music set him up for it, and I definitely understand, like, it wouldn't have been one without the other. Yes, all the people that are saying that, I agree with you there. However, when we're talking about his media career and what he set himself up for, building this studio, having the success of Power, each book that he's had, BMF as well, even though that's a shit show,
Yeah.
having this studio surpasses what he's done in music. What say you?
I mean, I gotta give it to him, bro. Power, Raising Kanan, The Force, The Ghost, BMF.
Just been renewed for season 5, by the way.
Which one?
Raising Kanan.
Okay,
Just
BMF
got
got renewed
renewed.
already. So,
And he cut that shit off though. I ain't
yeah,
gonna
I'm
lie.
hearing. I didn't pick it up this season. I'm hearing that it's they stinking it up. So it may not have long. But here's the thing: when you own these studios, bro, and this is how Tyler Perry is eating, like how he eating. This is not just for you to make your shit. Other people come and they call you and nigga Universal this and this film Miramax and this and that. They call and say, "Hey, we need a place to film." Oh, how much is it? Okay, cool. Here you go. And nigga, next, and you get checks. And them motherfuckers book just like a house. Like you renting a house. Like it's the same thing, dude. And you are taxing motherfuckers to film in your shit. So that way, when you're not doing your own stuff, it's booked up anyway from now until 2030 because motherfuckers want to shoot Deadpool 4 in it. Like that's the play. That's how you get to the billionaires. That's how you shoot up the Forbes list. I got to give respect where respect is due. He's going to get to a billion much faster this route than he did ever making CDs because his run musically was short. It was high, it was a high peak, but it was short. It dropped off very quickly. The fall off was steep. So I got to get to him. I didn't see this second wind coming. We knew he had the business acumen with the whole vitamin water deal and all of that. So we knew he knew what he was doing in the boardroom with the G-Unit Reeboks and all of that shit. But this is taking it to a whole nother level. The jokes online saying that he was the male Tyler Perry is some of the funniest shit that I've seen this year, though. I will say that. Even though they got to raise up on my boy Tyler Perry, I don't stand for no TP slander, but
Oh
that shit was funny.
shit, that's funny. Nah, that's funny as hell. I wonder how collaborative those two will be, or how collaborative 50 will be with most other people that, like, for instance, Dame Dash been trying to do this movie shit for a while.
That's true.
I don't
Do we
see
fuck
no
with Dame? Do they got a relationship?
I don't know. If I were Dame, there should be one brewing if it's not, because Dame try to do a lot of the independent film stuff, and I know that he has a shooting space. He don't got no studio like this with the sound
Right.
stages and shit. So I would feel like it's all natural. Like 50 is creating it. Like some of the best advice I got is like you can't go out and try to find the plug. You have to create being the plug yourself.
Yeah.
He's creating being the plug. Like
Yeah.
if it's a nigga like Dame Dash out there,
They
if
come to
it's a
you.
nigga like all of these small and all these Tubi niggas is doing all of these movies. Like y'all come to me right down here in Shreveport. You black, I'm gonna give you a good deal. Even a nigga like Puff, who he don't fuck with, who
Yeah.
trying to get Revolt popping to do movies. Like I got it right here in Shreveport. So yeah, brilliant move by 50, man. I would put this over the vitamin water shit.
Yeah, cause that was a shuck. He didn't get that money off there like that. But that's another story.
That's one of them old wives' tales niggas still
Yeah,
believe. All right,
but
man.
it was a play
We
though. But it wasn't what niggas think it was.
had this topic straight out of AB's drafts. Gunna will not be asked to take the stand. They're not going to ask him to testify in the YSL trial, and he has a new album on deck. My question to you, AB, are the snitching allegations totally behind Gunna?
They are not, but they should be. I
Oh
said
my
this.
God.
We talked on the show. It's the same thing as lawyer said. And I was told it was lawyer talk, which I believe is a thing. Let's be clear. I get it. The lawyer is going to say what is in the best interest of his client, 100%.
Right.
But he said that. He said he will not be on the stand. He will not be giving testimony. He will not be pointing fingers. And also, what was said or what was written down is only applicable to his specific case. Said it cannot be used against anyone else
What?
in the case. That's what the lawyer said.
Bro.
So one of those came true.
Bro,
We'll see. Time will tell about the second part, but at least one of those came true. So there will be a faction of people out there on the internet who will fake act like they care. So I'm going to say they're not behind him totally, but I do believe that they should be. Or at least until otherwise stated. The only person I'm trying to hear from is Young Thug. Young Thug's dad already came out and said he was fine. There was no shit going on. Y'all niggas don't know what y'all talking about. And the stuff that the lawyer said was going to happen has now come to fruition. So the last puzzle piece for anyone that is still on the fence is hearing directly from Young Thug. Until he says, man, fuck this nigga, he a snake. I'm the reason I'm locked up because of him. Until he says that. I just wait and see. That's all I'm saying. And reserve judgment. That's all I've been saying. That's it. That's all I've been saying.
respectfully, AB, you don't have any idea what you're talking about.
I may not. I haven't watched Law and Order in a
Bro,
long time.
It's just once you pledge allegiance to something that has like street ties like this, the number one thing that you cannot do is give a statement to the police. Now, I'm not saying that Gunner was gang, like, I don't know how tied in he was. I don't know any of that. I'm not sure. However, what I do know is that when you go and you sign your name on a plea agreement that says the niggas is, that I fuck with are fighting for their life, and I'm testifying to them being a gang organization, that's not going to be used lightly. No, you may not have to get on the stand, but that is still presented, from what I understand, as evidence. Like that still happened. Like they can't erase that from the books. So no, they don't need you to come to the stand because they have you in a written statement that the lawyer will read or the prosecutor will read saying that. So, I mean, I never looked at Gunna as some gangster ass, like
No one
I
did.
expect him to take all the time. So perfect.
Yeah.
That goes against it, all the people saying, oh, he is this and he's that. Like, no one cares, bro. As long as you make good music and you putting it out, then like you the fuck you mean joint? Like that's all I need to do if I'm Gunna. I ain't the shooter, I ain't the super gangster nigga. I'm just a nigga that was around and I just happen to know what happened, got jammed up, and I was trying to get out of jail. Does it make it excusable? No. Does it make it excusable that he doesn't have to testify? No, because they already have the information. I don't think that the people who have tied their shoes on him being the snitch, then they're never going to change their minds. But I do agree with you, like hip hop is going to become a lot more receptive of Gunner as he continues to make good music. That's just going to happen. Like that's how people are, they're front runners. So yeah, he'll start doing songs with other people. People will start fucking with him, but he won't ever wash away that thinking of street people, because hip hop is associated with the streets. Hip hop is a street baby. Like there will always be people to be like, oh, he's a snitch, and won't listen to his music. Like that's just it.
If Young Thug comes out and speaks against that, I think that would change.
It don't matter, bro. Young
That's
Thug
not,
can't
then that
change the rules
them
of the
niggas is
game.
delusional then, bro.
No,
Like
I'm saying
that's
Young Thug can't change the rules of the game, bro. Like it don't work that way. Like Young Thug is on trial for racketeering. Like he can't come out and be like, no, nah, he's cool, because people are then going to say, oh, you're just saying that because he signed to your label and you want to make money. People saw him sit in that courtroom and tell them, oh, I think Y or I know that YSL was operating as a gang. You supposing to be a part of that organization, you can't do that. And I know people do it all. People snitch all the time. I don't know why people trying to act like this shit was new with Gunna, like the mafia been doing this for years. This happens with gangster organizations and people go on. Sammy the Bull was very successful after he snitched on John Gotti. It happens. It ain't unprecedented. So I will agree with you in saying, okay, Gunna got a little too much flack. This nigga wasn't even, and I'm not saying this in any derogatory way, but he wasn't a real gangster, bro. Like he wasn't out. I never heard of Gunna in the car. Like they talking about Young Thug rented the car and possibly was driving allegedly with motherfuckers in the shootout. I could see that with him. When Gunna sitting up there and he like, bro, I was just rapping. I thought this shit was cool. Okay, yeah, you're right. So you should have done what you've done, but it still doesn't wipe away how people will perceive. It just doesn't.
That's
Like it's
silly.
gonna be like the streets. The streets have people hypnotized.
That's
Like
fair.
the streets is very like, yeah, so like they gonna always be in that like, ah, that nigga snitch type mode. Like those are just niggas that he ain't gotta worry about. If I'm Gunna, I got security, I got money, I got bad bitches. Like there's no need for me to worry about the niggas that think I'm a snitch. The people that are gonna buy my music, I'm gonna talk to them from now on. That's what he should be focused on.
Well, that we
But I
can
don't think he'll
probably
ever
predict
lose
that
it.
there's a whole nother year at least left on that trial, though, which is
At
insane.
least bro, they said that trial may not end in 2025, 2026.
That's
That's crazy as hell.
new.
All right, man. Is it on me?
Yeah.
Is it on? All right, last before we get
Think.
into these wins and these losses,
Oh, no, it was on
AB.
me. My bad. You're right.
You take it?
Yeah, my bad. Listen, the Gunner shit got me thrown all the way off. Niggas is backwards. A ranking of TDE artists appeared on Twitter, and Reason, maybe former, possibly TDE artists
He shouldn't
commented,
even have been on the list, allegedly.
allegedly, and Punch also commented. It had re they had Reason last, at number 12. And Reason kind of poking fun at this. He quoted and said, man, this isn't fair, and I have a problem with this immensely. It's clear y'all do not pay attention to music. I should be number 13. You forgot Dolce on the list, which is another a female artist who's actually kind of dope. So he's kind of poking fun at it, saying I should be last. For reference, number one, I ain't going to go through the whole list, but the top three was Isaiah Rashad at one, two was Schoolboy Q, and three was Sir. So that was the list. What do you think about the list, and what do you think about Reason's response to it?
I put this on here just to hear you respond to Isaiah Rashad being number one, but we'll get to that. This list went from having Black Hippies, like 5, 10 years ago, with Kendrick Lamar, J-Rock, Absol, Schoolboy Q, to what we see it as today. I don't agree with Isaiah Rashad as number one. I would put Schoolboy or SZA right there, and then I would have J-Rock closer to 2 or 3. Other than that, man, I ain't even gonna hold you. I just started seeing this Daylight nigga name. I fuck with Sir. I do not listen to Isaiah Rashad. Man, fuck it. Like that, you know, that's one of the most, when people stop me to listen to On Deck and they're like, man, y'all be shit on Isaiah Rashad. I'm like, bro, like that's one of the most talked about things about this show as far as how we feel about Isaiah Rashad. You specifically, because I don't hate him, I just don't listen to him. All the rest of these dudes, the Vaughn nigga, the Lance Skywalker, the Zachary, and even the guy that Reason mentioned, I would put Reason way closer to the front because I actually listened to him.
Yeah.
This list is all over the place. I feel like somebody was trolling, even putting Isaiah Rashad at one over Schoolboy. But I'm not mad at it. It shows the depth of their roster. I can't name another label in the game where you're going to go 1 through 12. I definitely don't know that. Yeah. So the fact that they got 12 people that people are actually considering and know of, I would say that's a big win to TDE, but I would not have Isaiah Rashad at number one. I would have Schoolboy at one. I would probably have SZA at two, and I would have J-Rock at three, followed by Sir at four.
Actually like that. That's actually a nice, and then probably Reason at five. I would probably swap Reason and Sir, but that's actually a nice, the way you just broke it down. Let me tell you one thing I wouldn't have. I would not, in any circumstances, have Isaiah Rashad number one on any list. I ain't got him number one on TDE. I ain't got him number one of Chattanooga rappers. I ain't got him number one with niggas named Isaiah, bro. Like, I don't, there's no way on earth he's number one at anything. Bro, you said you don't hate his music. You also don't listen to it. If you listen to it, you would hate it. Trust me, nigga. It is some of the worst music I've ever heard. With that being said, I'm glad he has a fan base. I'm sure people are looking forward to his release this year. TDE, remember, they supposed to be on Ain't No Limit shit this year.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be dropping every month, twice a month. We're waiting on the next one. I don't know which one is the next joint. I think it may be Ray Vaughn. He put out a single or two. We'll see. But right now they got, well, I was going to say they got bigger fish to fry with Kendrick, but I forgot he's not there. He's not on his list.
He ain't there no more.
Yeah, he ain't there. So, bro, people want Isaiah Rashad to win so bad, and so do I. I want him to win too, man.
How did he get so much sympathy from the world? That's what I be wondering. When nigga, like, as I said, niggas always come up to me and they be like, ah, y'all be shitting on Isaiah Rashad. Y'all hate Chattanooga because y'all from Nashville. Like, I've heard it all. I'm like, bro, I ain't even going to hold you. Like, there's nothing appealing about Isaiah Rashad music for me to even have, like, a response to you. I don't even know how you got to the place where you feel like you should say something to me about Isaiah Rashad. I don't get it. But, bro, I mean, to each his own. I guess he is making something for somebody out there because they repping that nigga.
Yeah, he's on some people's champ shit, bro, but it's just bad music. Like, I just can't – there's no other way to slice it, bro. It's terrible fucking music. And he ain't talking about shit.
That's funny. Shit,
TDE, man. Roll out the J – give me the J-Rock release date. Quit bullshitting. Give me the – I'll take the Absol release date. Give me the SZA release date. Y'all knocked out the part with Schoolboy. That album is fire. Mm-hmm. Cool. Give me the – I'm interested to hear what Ray Vaughn going to do because I've heard him on freestyles and the Lil Lucy's and he be spitting. Cool, let me get that. Lance Skywalker is a different sound. I'm not sure if I could listen to a whole project of his, but I'd be interested. Everybody else, I'm out.
Nah, give me that last Reason album too before he get out of there.
If he's still there. He wasn't even announced, bro.
He probably like 10 out. Well, damn, that's desperate.
He wasn't even – remember, he wasn't even announced.
Nowhere else. He ain't going nowhere else.
Nah, he might go to Dreamville.
if Drake, if excuse me, if Kendrick is dropping and giving Top Dog 50, I know he got this nigga, this other nigga, this Reason nigga in a deal. I know this is he dropping, give me 100, nigga. Like, you ain't going nowhere, bro. We just gonna sit you on the shelf. If Kendrick got a drop and give Top Dog 50, I know Reason got to. Shit. So
He
go on and
dropping to
give me
get
that Reason.
75 at least,
Yeah,
bro.
go on and give me that Reason album too, because I know y'all got it and y'all ain't letting that shit go. All right, man, let's get into some wins and some losses before we get out of here, AB. First win or a loss, Nas announces a long-awaited DJ premiere project, and it was off this single that they dropped over the weekend. Did you like the single? Was the single a win or a loss, and is the DJ premiere project a win or a loss?
I gotta run a single back again. I listened to it once. I need to spin it again. Before I can claim that a win or a loss. The project is a win, though. People have been talking about this for what seems, you
Thirty
talked about
years.
Boosie being relevant for 4 decades. People have
We've
been
been talking
talking
about this
about
for
this
30
project for
years.
4 decades. And so
That's true.
it's a win for the hip hop community. I need to run the song back again, though. It was just too much going on this weekend. But it's a W for sure. People have been looking for that.
Yeah, big W. People have been looking for that. And man, bro, listening to this song, Nas, it's amazing that this nigga still carried 50. He rapping like,
Yeah.
oh, y'all are playing with me. Y'all don't act like y'all don't know that I'm Nas. Like, he still gives a fucking 50, which I find fucking incredible. Shout out
Yeah.
to Nas for that, man. That's a big W. I am not checking out the album, though. I ain't here for the none of that boom bap shit.
No.
Win or a loss, AB, Dame Lillard's ex-wife throws shade at Glorilla after a DUI arrest and posts to her Instagram story calling it, she called them sister wives. Because Glow
Yeah.
shot her shot at Dame a little earlier in the year. Is this a win or a loss, man?
I couldn't tell if this was a shot though. She called her Glow Lillard. I didn't know that was a
Yeah.
shot. I thought she was kind of playing
Nah, it was
into
a,
it.
yeah, it was a shot like you trying to fuck my ex-husband, and I don't really fuck
Oh,
with
I
you. And
mean,
she was laughing at you for getting a DUI. But Glow did respond though.
what'd she say?
Which she went and got the Glow Lillard jersey made.
Oh yeah,
Look at
I
them
did see that.
mugs.
That was funny. Yeah. I know what I know. I know his ex-wife was throwing shade. Hey man, if she gonna be
Yeah.
mad at every motherfucker throwing their shoe and they shot at Dame Lillard, dude, the nigga worth like 800 million, dude. You're gonna have to stand in line. You're gonna be pissed off for a very long time, dude. Like, come on.
I think it was the way, even now, I mean, you have a great point, but the way that Glow shot her shot, she was like, she took a picture with Dame and she was like, who nigga is this? I'm about to take him.
Oh, okay, yeah. She was talking big
So,
shit.
but again, that was already her ex-husband though, so
That,
it don't,
yeah.
like, it shouldn't matter, bitch. Like, you shouldn't be mad. But yeah, very interesting back and forth, man. Shout out to Glorilla for having a sense of humor and going to get the jersey made with the
That shit
Glow
was funny.
Lillard. If I'm Dame, I'm hitting up yesterday. I ain't even gonna hold you. Come on
If
out
you're
to Milwaukee.
Dame, are
Yeah,
you?
absolutely, bro. What else is there to do in Milwaukee?
I'm sure
Would you
there's a
rather?
gorilla
Would
walking
you
around in
rather?
Milwaukee, bro. I'm gonna keep it a buck. There's a Glorilla working at Starbucks right now,
But she
bro, in
not
Milwaukee.
Glorilla though. That's the thing. She ain't Glorilla. I'm Dame. I can't be fucking the Starbucks Glorilla. I gotta get the real Glorilla, dude. I can't get the McDonald's Glorilla or the Walmart Glorilla, bro. I gotta get the real one. Fly her in. Bitch, stay out here about a month. Let's lay up for about a month with her. I can't have the knockoffs. All right, man. Last win or loss before we get out of here, AB. Freeway announces a scholarship in his daughter's name. What do you think about that?
Yeah, now Big W. This was super dope. Shout out to his daughter. Hold on. This says the scholarship fund is in memory of his late daughter and will support 18 young Muslim women who are graduating high
Oh,
school.
that's fire.
Super triple salute to that. He lost his 21-year-old daughter to cancer a couple of years ago. So this is how you turn, grief into gold, be a blessing to other people. Salute the freeway for this man, Big W.
Absolutely, I agree, man. Big W. I love the resilience that Freeway has showed throughout, because I think something else happened to him too, man. Like
I mean, he
right
been fighting
around
some
the
health
same.
shit too, bro.
Yeah, so right around the same time, man. So shout out to him, and shout out to him, like you said, turning the griefs to gold and blessing other people with something that will keep his daughter's name alive. Big win. Big
Losing your
W.
21-year-old to cancer is some supreme slaw.
Crazy, bro. He's sick.
It's on deck of the week. Shout out to Ice Water Willie 8179. He said, "Man, I've been waiting on this one." with the laughing emojis. This, of course, was the Dropping Give Me 50 episode. And shout out to Public Enemy B. His picks for playlist concert, if he had his choice, he would do Lupe, TDE as a whole. I hope that does not include Isaiah Rashad and Big Crit.
The Big Crit is nice. I like that.
The mixtape B-side Big Crits go hard.
Yeah. That I would be in there, but a Lupe playlist show is insane.
That's nuts. I fuck with Lupe. I'll do his if he did that first album, I fuck with that though. I'll do that.
I'm almost out on Lupe. He's been hating on Kendrick Heavy. Like he's been really doing some hating ass shit.
He has
Kendrick here lately, man. I don't really fuck with that. AB, what you got to put us on this week?
I'm gonna double down. I think you mentioned it last week, the Civil War movie. I went ahead and saw it. I can go ahead and double stamp it. It was pretty dope. It was a little slow at the beginning, I ain't gonna lie, but once it kind of caught its footing, and when you, it's one of the ones where you're done and you're on the way home, you start to thinking about it. It starts to get a little bit better in your mind. But super, super cool movie, man. I definitely would suggest, I'll double down and suggest that people check that out, like you said.
Facts, man. My put on would be, if you're not familiar with the other content I'm doing, make sure you go check it out. We're reviewing X-Men 97. I'm sure you fucking with that, AB. Go check that out on Frames Per Second. X-Men 97 and Shogun. And go check out Another Week in the Books. And go check out The Good Earners, Sopranos, the podcast. Just tap in, man. We appreciate you guys being a part of what we do and even the extra shit that we do with AB and myself. So thank y'all. We appreciate it. Good night.
I cried on that last X-Men too.
With spoiler alert.
No spoilers. I ain't even gonna say it.
With your man.
No. That they done so me dirty.
Up. You wasn't caught up. That ain't the
I
last
am now.
One. That ain't the last one. It's the next one.
Oh well, yeah, I didn't see the next one though, but I'm saying okay. That one. I almost threw my Apple TV out the goddamn window.
Man, that was a killer episode, nigga. And I ain't even into it like that. Boy, that shit was fire. Some I had to come bullshit. To the chat and ask y'all niggas if y'all seen that.
Some bullshit.
But you know, I ain't even gonna say because I say it once we stop recording.
There you go. All right, man. Until next week, man. Y'all fuck with us. YouTube.com/OnNickTV show. Leave a comment and like and tell a friend too. We'd appreciate it. Next week, we'll see y'all.